broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song that played was Speaking in Tongues by Black Eyes off of their self-titled album. Before that, Magnetic Nerves by Welcome off of Sun as Nightlight. Before that, Dresses by Fencing off of, soon-to-be-released album. I think it's supposed to be called Fencing Wikipedia, something like that. But they released it on Bandcamp just as Dresses with a second song that's also off that album. Then before that, the first song of the hour was Everything, Everything by Bleary Eyed off of their new album, Easy. It's the second last song off of that album. I haven't given it a full listen or like a very careful listen, well, many times yet. But that's one I'd been looking forward to for quite a while. So it's another really good one. The Fencing release is still coming out. That's supposed to be in like September. I've actually played this song before on the show, but I figured it would fit tonight, and I just wanted to play them because I really like that song. And they also released another track off that album, forget the name of it, but it's like almost 8 minutes long or something like that, but it's another really terrific one. So that's a release that I'm really looking forward to, and those guys are from Winnipeg, so it's pretty cool. Anyone in Thunder Bay listening to this can, I guess, cross their fingers that Fencing will take a stop over there. If they make it all the way to Montreal, that'd be pretty sick. But I won't keep my hopes up. Something cool was about Black Eyes. So I happened to see a live recording of them on YouTube. So this was them playing in a basement in like 2002. You look up Black Eyes Speaking in Tongues Live 2002, it should come up. And what I had not realized about them was that they have two drummers in the band, and that two other members of the band, one guy probably on bass, guy probably on guitar, also do percussion. And it looked so fun. It was really just like a stellar video of these guys, and just see them just going completely nuts as they're playing this song. You've got about not even a dozen people watching them, some guys kind of moving around kind of funnily in the crowd, but the way that the band just goes at it is really, really insane and intense. It gave me a renewed appreciation of that band, and it was only on someone's recommendation that I listened to that album in the first place, and it's been kind of sitting on my hard drive since. I think I've played some of it on the show, but that was really cool, so I'm definitely going to be digging into them more. Some more stuff coming up. There's going to be one of the songs off the new Still Depths album, and the next one coming up is going to be one from the band New Fries, a song called Mary Poppin' Pockets.
Watch you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song was Stormcloud by Sunforger off their newly released Auspices EP. Before that, How Bad by Still Depths off of their newly released album, Like Hell, with an exclamation mark. And before that, Until by Robber Robber off of their album Wild Guess. And the first of the four was Mary Poppins's Pockets by New Fries off of their album More. And they did release, well, I guess I saw it listed as an EP, and they did release an album after that, and it was their final album, and that was in 2020. I think it was Is an Idea of Us, something like that. And I also feel like a very similar band. So New Fries was a band from Toronto. They released that EP, a whole bunch of singles, I think, as well as that album. Band that's quite a bit like them, or shares some commonalities, is Victim, which is a still running Montreal band on the Mothland label. So they're worth checking out if you want to hear more stuff in that vein, or just listen to the full two New Fries albums that are out there. But I was kind of curious if they're like sharing members or something, so I even looked up both names at the same time in a Google search, and all that came up was like a Sled Island listing for Victim suggesting that people also listen to New Fries, or if that was like a touchstone. Anyway, more coming up.
We'll be right back. stepping heavily. A humbled sword canting his course in random lines down Mission Street. A grave he'd own. It's the photographs again. They're captured time, fingered once too often, and now spun to peak. Never settling in the same dungeon twice. And never mind what's taking hits in the abstruse deeps of his belly. Baja drifts peevishly in him now. Its memory jabbing in his nerve like a wayward crank inclined to correct strangers. Pity him. He craves the back of his shoulder, does Polly. A female he can treat like a stooge, pinches tails and wounds, pity him. And you'll have a hell of a load on your hands. A hell of a load.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Polly's Days in Cinema by Enablers off of their album Endnote. Before that, Out J by Sofa off their album Town Unsafe. And I think that album was what gave like the cover image for the this like double LP re-release that came out from them in the last couple of years through, I think, Constellation Records. And that's one of the songs that did not appear on that, though it pulled from, I think, all of their releases except maybe their first, that I forget the name of, and which I listened to once and did not really like. I was kind of digging around for it, too, hoping to find it. And when I finally did hear it, it just kind of disappointed me. SOFA for me has been a bit of a hit or miss band, but there's some really good pieces kind of scattered throughout their discography, and it kind of makes sense how it ended up as kind of like this weird mixture in the double LP re-release, because they just sort of picked and choose from a bunch of different releases from them. And yeah, I think it only comprised their two EPs that they released in their album Grey, and not even the entirety of Grey, which is kind of interesting to me, and not in the same order either. Really a funny, curious thing. That Enablers track too is one that I really like, and I'm kind of surprised that I didn't play it on the show previously. But yeah, Enablers is sick. Enablers is kind of what I wish SOFA was in a way, or wish what I wish they were closer to, but SOFA's a dead band. What can I do? Maybe someone else will crop up. Anyway, next up is going to be a song from Sta Dormida.
Thank you. cries of that desperate owl, keeping me awake at night. I shall stick around. Greed, what's intoxicating, and greed, what's impending.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and I think I'm holding in a sneeze. We're going to see if that works out. Okay. Last song was Impending by Taxidermy off of Let Go, and before that, Chasing Rabbits by Sta Dormida off of More Like Never. With Sta Dormida, I feel like I may be having a Helvetia / Helvetia issue, where for a long time, I thought Helvetia was pronounced as Helvetia until I had a friend tell me that sounded weird. I'm not the only person that thinks that. When I did an interview with someone, they also pronounced it as Helvetia, and I did not have it in me to tell him he was wrong. But I only think it, I looked at like the name actually comes from some sort of deity, maybe, that has a relation to California somehow. And I think it was in the Wikipedia article that the pronunciation was given. So pretty definitive enough for me anyway. But yeah, Sta Dormida, however you want to say it. Interesting project. No real social media presence out there, which I think is cool. And if you do a little bit of digging, you'll find more material from them on some like tiny label on SoundCloud. And I haven't listened through fully, but that's pretty neat. And also, if you keep digging, you'll find a link to a Mixcloud where seemingly the person behind the project was also behind maybe a radio show, but I have not dug deep enough to figure that out yet. Nonetheless, pretty cool project. Taxidermy is one that came up by surprise for me. They're from Denmark, and they've put out, I think, at least a couple really good EPs, including this one from back in May, that I was pretty excited about. Yeah, that's about it for the night. There's going to be one more song that'll play at the hour. It's going to be by the band Swans. This one is called I Was a Prisoner in Your Skull off of Soundtracks for the Blind.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Well, fuck. I mean, I just don't know what to say. Very glad to be here with you tonight. Be able to talk to you about some things that I know a great deal about. Everyone knows that you are fucked up. And everyone knows that I am fucked up. But does everyone know that you are more fucked up than me? Well, I know that. And you know that. But our purpose is to tell everyone that. Take, for instance, the time you went to the bathroom to take a shower. You had soap. You had a towel. Shampoo. Washcloth. A brush. Everything was set. But you had to call me to come turn on the water for you. You didn't know where how. That is one instance of how fucked up you are. A second instance of how fucked up you are. You was going to cook you some breakfast. Well, you went in there and you put some toast in the toaster. Put a skillet on, stole some grease in it, and got you some eggs out and some bacon. Poured you some orange juice, made you some coffee, got some jelly and some butter, fried eggs, salt, pepper, got the bacon all ready. Everything was fine. Except for one thing. You had to call me in there to show you how to use a fork. Now the third instance, the way you're fucked up. You got dressed. Ready to go to school. Everything was fine. Went outside, got in your car. Key in the ignition. Except for one thing. You had to call me to come show you.
Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. Is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.